Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer and part of the DynamoTheory.com podcast network. I am Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
And today we have plenty of CONCACAF soccer to go, but before we get started, Rodrigo, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Been kind of a slow week back at work, you know. The weekend was somewhat eventful. Ended up going to the outlets and actually got myself a pair of new shoes that I really needed because my dog. How's your week going?
It's going good, but it froze when you said my dog. I'm assuming your dog ate your shoe.
Yeah, he destroyed two of them.
Mine wasn't too bad. Actually, I had been thinking of downgrading my truck, so I actually ended up selling my truck on Saturday. I've been driving dad's car for a little bit, but I'm trying to find something, a small SUV to buy. But that was kind of my weekend. But I guess nothing crazy happened this weekend for sure, apart from soccer games from the Gold Cup. So we can jump into the first matchup that we had, the first quarterfinal between Qatar and El Salvador. And Rodrigo, I think we hit on the dot when we talked about how Qatar has just been on fire, you know, as of late, just kind of in a good rhythm, and they took out a win against El Salvador, man. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, honestly, we saw a pretty, you know, dominating side from Qatar, and then it kind of got a little bit closer to the end of the game. But overall, Qatar just seems like they've been dominating. We kind of talked about and joked around that maybe Qatar, you know, trying to get their way into the final somehow. But no, they've been playing really well. And El Salvador, you know, they've been showing a pretty good level too. So to be fair, you know, it was a pretty even match that Qatar took the win from this one.
Yeah, especially with like a Salvadorian team that has been playing pretty good with all the new additions and new faces. They have plenty of MLS experience and, of course, just playing in the U.S. Because of their coach, Hugo Perez, that brought in a lot of new players to the mist as he barely took over a couple months ago. So El Salvador is looking good. I mean, yes, it's kind of sad that they ended up going out the way they did, but at least they put up a fight. Like you said, they kind of kept it close. That's what happens, right? I mean, Qatar scored like in the second minute, and then like again before 10 minutes in, it was already 2-0. So sometimes it's hard to come back from that for sure. Anything else you want to add on this, or you want to jump to the next matchup?
No, we can jump to the next matchup. Just disappointed that, you know, El Salvador, an actual CONCACAF region team, ended up getting knocked out by an outsider.
Yeah, and I mean, we mentioned the fact that, I mean, you know, having like somebody being invited, nobody ever wants to lose to them. And Qatar did their part in the group stages and, of course, now in the quarterfinals and going through to the semis. So talking about, I guess we can go to who they're going to play. So we'll move to the matchup of United States and Jamaica. The United States look okay. I think the big question to me was why did we not see much of Leon Bailey with Jamaica? I was very surprised to see him on the bench. And I don't even think he suited up, if I'm not mistaken, or didn't get any minutes, which I mean, unless it was like a big injury or anything like that. But I mean, he seemed fine in the past few games. So, and he was probably their playmaker. So very surprising not to see him. Rodrigo, your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, man, I was surprised at Leon Bailey, you know, like I saw the lineup and I'm like, why is he on the bench? And then I was trying to read into it, you know, like maybe he got injured, maybe something going on. The only thing I had seen was that he had like some kind of toe injury coming into this tournament. But I mean, he played, you know, the first two games and then obviously the Costa Rica game. There was really nothing that we're really playing for exactly. So he, you know, he was rested. And, you know, thinking like, oh, okay, he's going to come into this game against the U.S. pretty healthy. And then he just goes straight to the bench and doesn't even get a single minute in. That was pretty strange. And yeah, the U.S., you know, they've been pretty slow per se, you know, or not slow. They've been having, you know, they've just been playing, not dominating. I can't find the right word. But they've been, you know, they've been winning. So that's really what matters. Obviously not a strong team they're competing with, but they're finding ways to win, and they're doing just the necessary to score one goal. It, you know, and it's been either an early goal or a late goal. And this one, you know, it just got them through.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they haven't been dominating, but I mean, you look at the stat sheet, and the stat sheet kind of tells you, you know, obviously almost 70% possession against Jamaica. Shots pretty similar, shots on target pretty similar, but they got that goal. That's, you know, no matter how you scored it, it counts. And they're doing, you know, what they need to be doing, which is winning. So we can't complain that they're now beating teams. Even though, like we had mentioned, you know, being this year C team, B team, whatever you want to call it, they're going to miss a lot of that chemistry. And, you know, it's one of those that they have been playing pretty well, even with very, you know, a lack of minutes together as a team or as a unit. But they've been looking good. You know, now going back to what the semifinal will be, playing against Qatar, you know, again, Qatar is a team that it's in a good rhythm. It seems like, you know, they can play offensively. They're very strong. I mean, they you know, playing against Honduras in the group stages, and then against El Salvador, they come out, you know, hitting all cylinders straight off the bat. So the U.S. is probably, this is going to be, you know, their a very challenging match, kind of like what we expected of Canada. And of course, I think this is going to go down to who can score first and who can keep that lead. Rodrigo, you want to add anything on the Qatar US being played on Thursday at 6:30? I think this one's in Austin too, so Q2 stadium should be a packed one, being that it's a small stadium and, you know, the fans are going like soccer crazy currently.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting match, especially, you know, we can potentially have a team outside of CONCACAF be in a final. I believe the last one that it was out of the region, it was Brazil in the 2003 final against Mexico. And Mexico ended up taking that one. But, you know, recently there hasn't been one. So I'll find it pretty, you know, it'll be pretty hard for the U.S. not to make the final, especially with all the criticism they've been through with this team that they've chosen to take for this competition. But Qatar, we've seen them dominating and scoring lots of goals, so I can at least see them putting one or two away, and hopefully the U.S. can show the same kind of power and we'll have an exciting game.
Yeah, and going to, I guess, the next or the quarterfinal against Mexico and Honduras. Obviously Mexico ended up beating Honduras 3-0, and like I said, Honduras was very handicapped. You know, I'm surprised Minor Figueroa, like their captain, was able to play, but you know, having Albert Elise injured, which it looks like he's gonna have a nice setback, then Romel Kyoto definitely not at 100%, and having a few, or even their coach not even being on the bench due to COVID, it was just a matter of time, you know, that Mexico is going to take full advantage. Now that they haven't conceded a goal, which is pretty good, right, for Mexico. And what they were looking at was to be consistent. It seems like their team, their players are finally kind of meshing together well. And we knew that Honduras was not going to be the Honduras of like the beginning of this tournament just because of so many injuries. But Rodrigo, what do you want to add on that?
Yeah, definitely. I think this was the Mexico we were waiting for. The team looks a lot better. They're dominating. You know, everybody's smiling, happy to play, be on the same field. We see, you know, three early goals, and that honestly, that just did it for them. They really didn't have to had anything else to prove other than, you know, just get the win at that point. But the team looks good. I really liked what I saw, and Honduras didn't have their strongest team out there, but it at least showed that, you know, Mexico, it's ready to compete in the semifinal for this tournament and go, you know, in hopes to go into the final.
Yeah, so far for Mexico, they'll be facing Canada, which for that quarterfinal that Canada was a part of, they faced Costa Rica and then ended up winning 2-0. Costa Rica, you know, early on in before the Gold Cup, we mentioned how this group of Costa Rican players, or a bunch of them, are kind of part of their golden their golden generation. So a lot of them are just, you know, older players with a lot of experience. You know, you have Brian Ruiz, and in this matchup he came from the bench but not necessarily did much to help the team. And you know, you got Celso Borges. I think missing a key player like Keylor Navas, it brings so much to this table. It's a big, you know, deal to a team like Costa Rica. And as much as they have, you know, they do have some young talent, obviously, it's just not there yet. You know, it's not the same Costa Rica that we're used to seeing. And Canada stepping it up, right, with a bunch of guys that mostly play in the MLS, but having a few players that do play in Europe. And of course, missing like their best player and probably the best left back in the world, being Alphonso Davies. And then obviously their striker, Jonathan David. They still did a great job. Junior Hoylet ended up scoring the first goal. And then their player, I don't know if I can pronounce this right, but Steven Estuaquio, Eustaquio, has been, you know, a very good player for them so far. I believe he plays in Portugal for Passos Ferreira, where our Arturo Alvarez, who we interviewed, he played there too. But the guy has been on fire. I mean, he's been scoring pretty good goals and off set pieces and why not. And the team, it looks very solid. This semifinal, Mexico versus Canada here in Houston at NRG. The stadium is going to be packed. I saw a tweet that said that they're about 1,000 tickets away from capacity. That was a couple hours ago, so I'm sure it's going to be sold out stadium. And right now, people selling the resell tickets are ridiculous. But no, I expect this to be a good semifinal. Hoping Mexico can, I'm going to be a little biased, but I'm hoping that Mexico ends up passing Canada. But, you know, there's a lot going on in this matchup. But Rodrigo, you want to touch on any of that I just rambled on?
When I first looked into this game, Canada versus Costa Rica, honestly, on paper, I thought Costa Rica had the better team coming up. Canada had been struggling on the last few matches. And I was surprised, honestly, that Canada ended up going through, or even finding, you know, the two goals that they had. And from Costa Rica, like you mentioned, older players, older generations, and the key players that stood out obviously the most were Duarte and Calvo, which were probably, you know, their defensive clearances and everything they try to, you know, keep Canada away from the goal, was probably the best thing that Costa Rica had in this game. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough to, you know, keep the two goals out. But Canada, with what they've showed, like you mentioned, Jonathan David, Alphonso Davies, you know, key players missing from this squad, they really hadn't showed much. So yeah, it was interesting for them to go through against Mexico. Obviously, it's not going to be an easy task for any of the teams, but Mexico does kind of have that home field advantage, as you mentioned, being so close to the Mexican border. You know, Canada's all the way up there, so you kind of get a little bit of an advantage there. And yeah, man, I wish I could go. I'm sure you wish you could go too. And we'll just see what happens Thursday night.
Yeah, and I think, like we know, you know, obviously this telltale looking at the semifinals, and, you know, the final has always been kind of set up for a U.S. versus Mexico matchup. But this here, these two semis are not easy. I think, look at it, you know, both of them are going to be very, very good matches. But, you know, the way a team like Qatar is playing, man, you never know. They can come out and pull, you know, an upset against the U.S. and Canada too, right? I mean, Mexico has been playing good. They haven't gotten a scorer on, but Canada does have some very talented players that could, you know, punch a goal or two into Mexico and, you know, be the first ones to get a goal against their defensive error, and, you know, for Mexico to not have a clean sheet anymore. And you just never know. I mean, how do you react, right? when you have got haven't gotten scored on, and say Canada happens to score one or two goals early, what do you do? So it should be a fun to watch. Yeah, definitely wish I was there. Sadly, I'm 99% sure I won't be there, but I'll definitely be watching it at home. And looking forward to what the Gold Cup final is going to look like. Hopefully, we won't record before it, but hopefully we're here talking about, you know, a good matchup no matter who's in the final. Rodrigo?
Yeah, my hopes is that we see, you know, Mexico against the U.S., two nations that we're really close to. And us being, I guess, Mexican, wanting that revenge against the U.S. based on that last tournament of the Nations League. But, you know, at the same time, Qatar would be an interesting opponent, or interesting team to go into the final, just because they have so much to prove as they're hosting the next World Cup. And, you know, it just kind of shows they need to be shown in the big screen, the big game, for them to, I guess, be taken a little bit more seriously, and why they deserve to be hosting this tournament, the World Cup tournament.
Well, I mean, we know why they deserve it, because they paid good money for it, right? But
taking apart from that,
yeah, FIFA controversies for sure. But I think, you know, they've done a good job of setting up like a good structure for the national team. And, you know, since they knew the fact that they were going to get the tournament, they put a lot of money into having like a very good, I guess, staff, coaches around the Qatar national team and the league, right? Like, I mean, you see players like Xavi, hell, even like the Mexican Hector Moreno, like our defender, he played there for about a year. So they're trying to do their best to get their players ready for this World Cup. That means a lot, right, for them. But yeah, hopefully this is a good final. And that's all I have for the final, but I do want to mention, this is going to be a very short episode, but I do want to mention that obviously Houston Dynamo will be playing as well, being again that we are Houston Bay show, and that's a team that we follow, as Rodrigo wears his Dynamo colors. We do want to let you guys know that obviously being part of the DynamoTheory.com network, to follow 442, Christian does a good job talking about the Dynamo. I think he just had a new episode come out. And of course, follow the page. The guys there, Dustin, Zach, and Derek, do a very good job posting articles. I haven't posted an article in a while. Lately, we've been the Dynamo with like a huge tie streak that we keep accumulating a bunch of draws. But anyways, I'm pretty much done. Rodrigo, you want to add anything for our listeners? And yeah, definitely too, I do want to add one last thing, being that follow us on social media, make sure that you subscribe, share, like, in our Instagram and Twitter. And of course, wherever you listen to this podcast, make sure you subscribe, give us a review, comment. You know, we definitely want some feedback. It's kind of hard sometimes because we know we have listeners, but we want to know kind of what you guys think and what, you know, you want to hear more. And God willing, it seems like we may get Tyler Pasher and Darwin Seren, hopefully next month, to interview. And that'd be pretty cool to add to this podcast. You know, Seren's run for the Gold Cup is over, but it'd be good to know kind of, you know, his perspective on how Salvador is looking towards the World Cup qualifiers. And of course, Pasher's there, so who knows, we may be talking to a Gold Cup champion. But anyways, Rodrigo, what's up? What do you want to add, man?
Yeah, apart from CONCACAF Gold Cup, just wanted to bring up the Summer Olympics from, I guess, the CONCACAF region that made it, which Honduras and Mexico. Honduras, unfortunately, they were sent home today, and then Mexico's actually going into the quarterfinal against South Korea. Early games, so you know, we'll be rooting for Mexico. Hopefully they can bring another medal back. And something we don't really talk about, but on the women's side, Canada and the US, they both made it into their quarterfinals as well. Canada will be facing Brazil, and the US is going to be facing the Netherlands.
Yeah, and there's plenty of Dash players in all of that tournament, including Rachel Daly playing for Great Britain, which also made it through to the knockout stages. But Rodrigo, hey, I always get to do it, man. Go ahead and close us out, dude.
Just do it, dude. I don't know.
Ooh, all right. I'll close this out.
Don't add that. Don't throw it in my
corner. Oh, I'm going to add it. I'm going to totally add it. But all right, just that's pretty much it for today, tonight, whatever. Rodrigo so is like, maybe they listen in the morning. Maybe they listen in the afternoon. True. But whatever it is, keep crossing soccer borders.